Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, senior producer for Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now, the latest headlines.
Former President Trump reacting to word that he's been indicted on charges of mishandling classified documents at his Florida estate.
There's never been anything like what's happened. I'm an innocent man. I'm an innocent person.
It's alleged that he willfully and illegally hoarded sensitive national security information. If he's convicted, he could go to prison. He says he's due in court on Tuesday. The AP's Eric Tucker.
Although prosecutions of defendants for mishandling classified documents are routine, there is nothing routine about this particular investigation. The politics of it are truly extraordinary and unprecedented. In addition to this being the first federal case against a former president, this is also the first federal case against a leading presidential candidate.
Democrats are reacting. Congressman Jerry Nadler of New York saying he's grateful to live in a nation where no man is above the law. Firefighters from the U.S. are helping to put out those wildfires in Canada that are spreading a smoky haze over parts of the U.S. President Biden.
We already have 600 American firefighters on the ground and been there for a while in Canada, including hotshots and the smoke jumper crews.
The fires are causing air quality issues as far away from Canada as North Carolina. Experts urging you to stay indoors as much as possible if you're in one of the areas that's dealing with this smoke. Wear a face mask if you go out. If you're not sure what the air quality is where you are, the government has a website, airnow.gov. Just put in your zip code. It's the latest drone attack to target a Russian city. Three people hurt after a drone crashed into a building in Russia near the border with Ukraine, says the regional governor. The UN says it's suspending food aid to Ethiopia because the food is being diverted, though it's not saying who's doing that. This is AP News. Now to that vicious attack in France.
On Thursday in France, as bystanders screamed for help, a man with a knife stabbed four children, aged between 22 months and 3 years old. At least one of them repeatedly assaulted while in a stroller, leaving them fighting for their young lives.
Les premières pensées vont évidemment aux victimes, aux jeunes victimes.
Speaking after the horrific attack, the mayor of Annecy, Françoise Astourg, said, "My first thoughts are with the young victims. There are four of them, and there are also two adults. What happened this morning in Annecy is horrifying." Astourg also thanked security forces and emergency services for responding in record time. A prosecutor leading the probe says the suspect's motives are unknown, but did not appear to be terrorism-related. Police have identified him as a 31-year-old Syrian. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
AP Sports, I'm Steve Carney. The Florida Panthers draw one step closer to evening the Stanley Cup Final. AP's Gethin Coolbaugh reports.
Carter Verhaeghe scored 4:27 into overtime to give the Florida Panthers a 3-2 win over the Vegas Golden Knights in Game 3 of the Stanley Cup Final. Matthew Tkachuk scored with just under 3 minutes left in regulation to force overtime. Florida's Brandon Montour and Vegas's Mark Stone swapped goals in the first period. Jonathan Marchessault scored his playoff-leading 13th goal to put Vegas up 2-1 late in the second. Sergei Bobrovsky recorded 25 saves for Florida, which will attempt to tie the series at 2 games apiece when it hosts Game 4 Saturday.
In the National League, Clayton Kershaw ended the Los Angeles Dodgers' 4-game losing streak in Cincinnati.
We've lost a few in a row here, so we wanted to stop the bleeding, and offense did it again today. You know, 6 early runs. As a starting pitcher, you got to make that hold up.
The Dodgers blanked the Reds 6-0. Other NL winners include the Braves, Giants, and Phillies. The Diamondbacks and Nationals were postponed due to poor air quality in Washington, D.C., stemming from the Canadian wildfires. In the American League, the Baltimore Orioles rallied to avoid being swept in Milwaukee. Manager Brandon Hyde praised both starter Kyle Bradish and his bullpen for righting the ship after Milwaukee scored 3 first-inning runs.
I thought Bradish settled in and did a great job after that. And then our bullpen was absolutely fantastic and allowed us to get to some of their bullpen guys who are having really, really good years.
The Orioles down the Brewers 6-3. The Tampa Bay Rays are now 29-6 at Tropicana Field this season after completing a three-game sweep of Minnesota with a 4-2 victory. Other American League winners include the Guardians, Blue Jays, and Angels, while the Yankees and White Sox split a doubleheader in the Bronx. And Poland's Iga Swiatek will look for her third consecutive French Open ladies singles title Saturday as she takes on unseeded Karolina Muchova at Roland Garros. Steve Carney, AP Sports.
AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Goran Vandersloot is in the United States. He's the chief suspect in the 2005 disappearance of American Natalie Holloway. She was last seen in Aruba. Vandersloot was in prison in Peru, serving a murder sentence. He faces trial in Holloway's home state of Alabama on charges he tried to extort $250,000 from Holloway's mother to disclose the location of the young woman's body. Poor air quality from the wildfires in Canada is affecting people as far south as North Carolina.
What the West Coast has been dealing with for years is an East Coast thing this week. Justin Mankin is a climate scientist at Dartmouth College.
It's actually depositing, you know, particulate matter at the surface in people's lungs, you know, and kind of generating the health burden that to date has been endured by the Western U.S.
And he sees a link to global warming.
We haven't had major wildfires in the eastern United States, and I think global warming, you know, really just primes the conditions for those types of fires to occur.
I'm Shelley Adler.
After meeting with President Biden at the White House, British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak says allies will continue to back Ukraine, sending a message to Russia's Vladimir Putin.
I think it sends a strong signal to him that there is no point trying to wait us out. We're not going anywhere. We will be here for as long as it takes. And hopefully that will speed up the calculation in his mind that he should withdraw his forces and stop what is an illegal and unprovoked act of aggression.
According to an arrest report, a white Florida woman accused of shooting and killing her black neighbor told investigators she had been threatened by the victim for months leading up to the killing. The report detailed allegations of racist epithets and physical threats to the victim's young children. Former President Donald Trump and his aides are bracing for a potential indictment in the classified documents investigation as prosecutors handling the probe were spotted at a Miami courthouse where a grand jury has been hearing from witnesses. This is AP News. Malaysian officials condemn a comedian's joke about the 2014 disappearance of Malaysian Airlines flight MH370.
Singapore-born stand-up comedian Jocelyn Chia posted her act on social media, sparking outrage in Malaysia and prompting Singapore officials to quickly apologise. She joked about Malaysian airplanes not being able to fly, drawing gasps from the audience. Chia continued, making reference to Malaysian Airlines and then adding, "Some jokes don't land." Flight MH370 was carrying 239 people from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing when it vanished on March the 8th, 2014. I'm Karen Chamas.
The Supreme Court is siding with whiskey maker Jack Daniel's in a trademark dispute with the makers of the Bad Spaniels dog toy. Jack Daniel's says the toy misleads customers and profits from Jack Daniel's hard-earned goodwill. The trademark case can move forward. Ed Donahue, AP News.
Curious about the weather? The Lee Weather Team hosts Across the Sky, a fast-paced weekly podcast that tackles hot topics and cold, plus what's trending in meteorology, science, and climate. Join Matt Holliner, Kirsten Lang, Joe Martucci, and Sean Sublett each week on Across the Sky through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Supreme Court has issued a surprising ruling in an Alabama congressional redistricting case that could potentially have weakened the landmark Voting Rights Act. The High Court has ruled in favor of black voters and ordered the creation of a second district with a large black population. A lower court had found the state's congressional map likely violated the Voting Rights Act by having one majority black seat out of seven congressional districts in a state where more than one in four residents is black. The High Court ruled 5-4 in upholding the lower court ruling, with Chief Justice John Roberts and Brett Kavanaugh joining the three liberal justices. The decision's a surprise because during oral arguments last year, the justices appeared willing to make it harder to use the voting rights law to challenge redistricting plans as racially discriminatory. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Pat Robertson, the broadcaster who helped make religion central to GOP politics, has died.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen.
For more than half a century, Pat Robertson and his 700 Club television show were a familiar presence in American living rooms. He brought a huge following when he sought the presidential nomination in 1988. After his presidential run, Robertson helped cement the alliance between conservative Christians and the Republican Party. He praised Republican support for Donald Trump.
You've prayed and God has given us this man.
Robertson could be unpredictable. He said marijuana should be legalized and appeared in a public service announcement with Al Sharpton about climate change.
We strongly disagree, except on one issue. Tell him what it is, Reverend Pat.
That would be taking care of our planet.
Robertson's other enterprises range from Regent University to Operation Blessing, an international humanitarian organization. He was 93. I'm Walter Ratliff.
A new AP poll finds growing skepticism toward the need for certain intelligence gathering activities. The American public is becoming more skeptical of common intelligence practices in the decades since the 9/11 attacks. Both Democrats and Republicans have become less likely to say it's sometimes necessary to sacrifice civil liberties in exchange for security. That's according to a new poll from the Associated Press, NORC Center for Public Affairs Research. 48% of respondents said they believe it necessary to sacrifice their rights and freedoms to prevent terrorism. That's down from 54% in 2021 and around 66% in 2011. That shift was more dramatic among Republicans, going from 69% in 2011 to 44%. In the coming months, Congress will debate whether to extend surveillance programs that authorize the collection of large amounts of foreign communications and sometimes scoop up those by U.S. citizens. Most observers believe Section 702 will be renewed in some form, but it's facing stronger headwinds from anti-government conservatives amid criticism of the FBI. Jennifer King, Washington.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening.
Audio provided by the Associated Press. Music is by SkillCell and provided through Pixabay. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.